post in the road. At least I'm heading for the right thing.
Yeah, it lines right up with the driveway down there across the road.
Oh, yeah.
And then you can see some surveyor's tape up on the other end.
What's that? Yeah, I got it all filled up with peppers and all that, and all your.
I didn't know that was gone,
so it should be good.
I put mullets on them after work.
Yeah, well, that's a good idea. Yeah, thanks.
Shorthanded.
Daughter's staying out.
It shouldn't have much weight, though.
Useless.
Yeah.
Dave, you want to know?
Good thing I turned the recorder on.
Yeah. Well, we're not there in the summer.
Yeah, I do. I do. Get in any minute, so we'll give it.
It keeps the field nice.
Yeah. Yeah.
She says it works. It's not our burden. Just set it up and make sure it works. All right. Almost 5:30. We might as well start. This is a meeting of the Danville Development Review Board. I am the chairman, Brian Henderson. I'll let the board introduce themselves around the room, and then I will go over the agenda. So.
Thank you, Bullock.
Craig Morris.
Bruce Kahn.
Jesse Sanders.
Bob Bagwell.
And you know Dennis. So we have our quorum, and we have two permits to hear tonight, 2024-01, Stern Subdivision, 2024-35, Valerie Friend, setback waiver. So with the new open meeting law, we have to record all our hearings at this point, and there's a couple other qualifications, but we are being recorded. We will take testimony from the applicants. And then we will close the public session, enter private deliberative session to discuss these and come up with a resolution on these permits. And then we will issue a written decision within a week. And then I'll hand that to you. So we'll start with the first permit, which is 2024-01, the Stern Subdivision. The applicants are Aaron and Anjali Stern. And this is at 2884 Tampico Road in Danville. They're going to subdivide a 28, more or less, acre parcel into two lots. One is on Tampico Road and Wheelock, and the other one is on Wheelock Road. Before we get further than that, is there any conflict of interest with anybody on the board with this permit or the other permit? No. And there's no ex parte communication either with any permits that we have tonight. So, as usual, there are none. So the applicable bylaws in this case are Section 402, required frontage, Section 516, low-density residential, and Section 701, subdivision of land. And just to summarize this, both of these lots have adequate frontage, and the minimum lot size is 3 acres. Both of these lots are 29.37 acres. They meet that. The minimum lot frontage is 150 feet. And on the plot, it's not dimensioned, but what is dimensioned shows more than adequate frontage. And I really have no further questions in this permit. Anybody else? Really simple. You met the qualifications, and there we have it. Okay. We discuss that and issue a decision, and off we go. All right.
Thank you.
That's as simple as it gets for subdivisions.
It is. Well, you need me for anything?
No, you are free to go.
All right.
Thanks for showing up and your input and bringing the drawing.
Thanks.
Thanks. Good luck with your garage.
Can I get started this week?
Yeah. And then next up is 2024-35, which is a waiver hearing. The applicants are Randy and Valerie Friend. The site is 99 Caucus Camp Road in Danville. The district is medium density residential 1. They would like to install a 12 by 20 foot shed on the east side of the house. And they would like a waiver because they want to put the shed right on the property. The applicable bylaws in this case are waivers, Section 304, Section 514, medium density residential, and Section 604, non-conforming lots. So as part of the application, we normally ask you to justify your reason for a waiver. And you had a couple questions to answer. Can you brief us on that or plead your case for why you'd like a waiver?
I understand it.
It should be pretty simple. And I also have a copy of the tax map here. Maybe you could, why don't you come up here so you can all look at that together. Maybe you can show us on this aerial photo where you'd like to put the shed, because it doesn't really come up very clearly on the site plan.
Hey. Show how good you are.
Well, here's an aerial photo. Just show us where you'd like to put that, or if you could even draw it on there, that would be helpful, because it's not totally clear on your site plan what you had in mind.
Right here.
In front of the house.
Yeah, it'll end. It's on the sideline, but it's not in front of my house, on the side.
Well, it's toward the road is what I meant.
Right, instead of the rear of the park.
Right.
Yeah, because I can't get to it in the wintertime in the rear. I can't.
It's 12 by 20?
Yeah, I can't get to it because in order to get to it, first of all, I have a roof that goes this way, so the snow is horrific. And I can't plow out to get to it because I'm crossing water line or I'm crossing septic to go the other way. So I don't have access to get to it in the winter to keep it plowed out to be able to use it. So, right here is where we had put the state map. It's going to be right there. And I sent in a thing to Dennis, the adjoining property owner.
Yes.
Has no problem with us putting it there.
So that's a small lot, Valerie, right?
Yeah, 0.75.
0.75. Yep.
Right, so I didn't get to that. But this is a non-conforming lot, so the setback is actually 15 feet, not 35 feet, since it's three-quarters of an acre in a one-acre zone.
And Dennis had asked if I come out 15 feet, I'm right in my driveway. There's no, I can't come out 15 feet. That's a better picture of me.
And the neighbor's property, how big is that?
I have no idea. It's
a
field.
That's a big piece.
It's a big piece.
Field.
Yeah, it's a field.
And whose trees are those? Are those your trees or their trees?
No idea, but I've cleaned them all up because they've all been falling on my property.
Yeah, yeah.
Yep.
So you don't know really where the property line is there?
No, we were always told the tree line. Yep, that's what we were told. Down at the very bottom, like I know it follows right down the driveway, our ditching for our water, you know, for the basement water, whatever, comes out. Let's see if I can. There's like this little hollow that goes down in here. The field water would always run down there, make this stream. You could hear it running, and that's where we have ours also, where it ditches down through and whatever. So I've always kind of assumed that, you know, that was maybe that little somewhere. We were told the woods down through there. So, and all these woods, I mean, it's thinned out a lot. They've just all fallen. We've had to clean up all this property. They're old apple trees or whatever. Yeah. And the pole right there.
So, yeah, I sent you all a copy of this.
Yeah.
So, yeah, to finish that up, medium density residential is the minimum lot size is 1 acre. And
so it would be kind of
right up to the trees?
No, not even to the pole. You can see where that trail is backed in there?
Yeah.
That would be where it would end.
Yep. So those trees are on the other.
They're probably shared.
Yeah. So it's right around.
Yeah. That's why I checked with him, and that was a good suggestion. That way we can plow it up through and keep it open. Anywhere else we put it, like if we put it straight forward, we have no place to put our snow. It's a small lot. And we can't keep anything plowed out in the back.
Hard to plow out.
And I'm not going to put my 4-year-old grandkids playing in the front yard. By the road, so that's where all everything is out back. So,
is this camper or whatever that is still there?
No,
just a temporary thing.
Oh yeah, just when we're not camping.
So there's nothing there right now.
No.
So I scale that, and that's like 35 feet to the property line on this map, which is notoriously inaccurate, but it's sort of a good reference. So.
You mean 35 from the house to the property?
Yeah. Yeah. So again.
I didn't give you that figure. Sorry.
No, that's right. Yeah.
No, you don't know where property line is. So that's just estimation based on that map, which is not very accurate, but guidance. So again.
And there still would be that row right behind the shed that would still separate the field. As you can see in the pictures, that's still there. They haven't fallen down yet. But.
So again, being a non-conforming lot, the setback changes to 15 feet on that. Front setback says 25 feet. So
they meet that, right?
Yeah. All right. Any other comments on the conditions that you've...
I mean, I don't know what you would consider would be a problem. If you ask me, I can tell you. I don't, I mean, I'm not good with laws, but it's not blocking anybody's view.
Minimum waiver necessary to work relief. And represent the least deviation possible from those bylaws.
And, I mean, we can come as close to the driveway as we can, and we will do that.
Any idea if you did that, how far off the line would you be?
Oh, it's going to be right on that line no matter what. It's 12 feet. Yeah, yeah. That's why I checked with
Dwayne.
Thank you. Dwayne, yeah. And Diane, right?
Yep.
Yep.
Is it a permit? Are you pouring a slab or is it going to be a box? Or?
Oh, no. It just on that.
Just on that.
Yeah, it's not. Right. Yeah. It'll be able to be moved as possible. Yeah. Yeah.
So now you push the snow where the trail is?
Yeah. And on the front lawn until you pretty much ruin the lawn after reseed every year.
No,
and it's very wet out back. It's very wet. It always has been. I remember when a garbage truck we backed in there one time and the driver just gone. Had to go get something pulled it just disappeared right out of sight. Very, I mean, it's gotten better over the years, but it all comes off that back bank back there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So back here, Bruce is, let me see here, right here in this area is the well.
Okay.
I don't think that's it. That's too far over. No, it's over in here.
Yeah.
So if we did anything over here, we've got to plow through there, which you've got all the snow that comes off with vengeance. And my water goes into the house right here. I can't drive across that off of my water.
And you don't have a garage?
No, no. That's why we're doing such a big shed. Cause
what are you going to use the shed for?
Storage.
I mean, cars or just?
No. Oh, no, no, no.
Personal property.
Yeah. Yeah, because we have nothing. Personal property. We used to have a wood shed right here.
I remember the wood shed.
Yeah, so we have a wood stove downstairs. Yeah, so mm-hmm. We used to have a wood shed right there.
In the same spot?
Yeah, pretty much. Mm-hmm. Yep. That was just a smaller wood shed. Yep.
I don't have any more questions.
No, I don't either.
Okay.
Anybody else?
No.
All right, so you let me know.
All right, I will motion to adjourn the public session and our private delivery session. Anybody second that?
Second.
So we'll make the decision, Valerie. And
yeah, we're going to discuss this further and
issue
a decision shortly.
All right, Ellie, we're off. Thank you.
All right, thanks for coming in. All right, in the matter of the first subdivision, Stern subdivision,
I vote that we approve it.
Yep.
Move that way, I believe.
Yep.
Second.
Okay.
That's an easy one.
Yeah, there's like no discussion, no questions. All in favor?
Aye.
Any dissent? No?
One question I have, right, is under the new law, do we record the deliberative session?
No. Thank you.
I was supposed to turn that off.